Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When you have to use a Pelosi to prop up your cause, you are in big trouble. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. Joe Biden the other day gave his divisive speech, and he actually used Paul Pelosi. Paul Pelosi.
The attack on Paul Pelosi is an attack on our democracy.
The only person less popular than Joe Biden is Nancy Pelosi. Do you think anybody gives a crap about Paul? I'm not heartless. I feel for a guy who gets attacked. But I'll just tell you this. There's a lot more to that story that we'll never know. It's like Barack Obama's birth certificate. It's like Hunter Biden's laptop. There's going to be more and more and more and more. But they're never going to tell us. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden yet again giving one of the most divisive speeches you could possibly give. And he doesn't see the optics. And let me tell you something. God is my witness. If the Democrats couldn't cheat, they would be so decimated in the midterms. That party would have a long time to recover. Everything that they talk about, they're telling you, they're tipping the playbook. They talk about fair, free and fair elections and things like this. They are lying through their teeth because that's the last thing they want. We'll play some stuff today that all you got to do is listen and apply the very simple rule of leftism. They are telling you what they are doing and accusing you in what you're doing. And you'll have a very clear idea of what's going on with Joe Biden and his team. Again, I'm glad you guys are here. Here's what one guy wrote about this. Warning that democracy itself is in peril, Joe Biden called on Americans Wednesday night to use their ballots in next week's midterm elections to stand up against the lies, violence, and dangerous ultra-mega election disruptors who are trying to succeed where they failed in subverting the 2020 elections. I'm going to let you hear Biden say it himself here in a second. Because you can't get more clear on how the election thieves view what they do. They know what they did. And they think that by calling people election deniers, I think it's fun that the initials are ED. You know, like erectile dysfunction, election deniers. Anyway, I just find humor in that. But he believes, and the Democrats believe, some of them do anyway, that this is going to play for the American public. Oh, the election, they're trying to steal the election by him putting in all these rules that protect the vote. They're trying to steal the election. This isn't a Biden saying it himself.
This intimidation, this violence against Democrats, Republicans, and nonpartisan officials just doing their jobs are the consequence of lies told for power and profit, lies of conspiracy and malice, lies repeated over and over to generate a cycle of anger, hate, vitriol, and even violence. In this moment, we have to confront those lies with the truth. The very future of our nation depends on it. You know, American democracy is under attack because the defeated former president of the United States refuses to accept the results of the 2020 election. If he refuses to accept the will of the people, he refuses to accept the fact that he lost. He has abused his power and put the loyalty to himself before Lord of the Constitution. And he's made a big lie, an article of faith in the MAGA Republican Party. The extreme MAGA element of the Republican Party, which is a minority of that party, as I said earlier, is trying to succeed where they failed in 2020. suppress the right of voters and subvert the electoral system itself. It's estimated that there are more than 300 election deniers on the ballot all across America this year. We can't ignore the impact this is having on our country. It's damaging, it's corrosive, and it's destructive. And I want to be very clear, this is not about me. It's about all of us.
Oh, the irony of the biggest liar to ever occupy the office of the presidency by way of coup is talking about lies. Lies told for, you ready, power and profit. Lies told for, quote, conspiracy and malice. Lies told over and over. I give you the Democrats. How many lies have they been caught in? I'll ask you. Was there Russian collusion? No. Did Adam Schiff provide the information that he said he guaranteed would convict Donald Trump? Of course he didn't. Did Donald Trump collude with the Ukrainians? No. Did the Biden family have something to do with the Ukrainians? Absolutely. Did the Biden family have something to do with the Russians? Absolutely. Have they looked into it? No. Hunter Biden's laptop. Did the FBI lie to us prior to the election about it? Yes, they did. Have we investigated Hunter thoroughly to understand what the connection to Russia, Ukraine, China has been? No. Is Hillary Clinton in prison because of her blatant lie that, oh, I didn't do it, this Russian collusion nonsense? No, of course she's not. She's suing because she wants her fees back. These people are full of liars. The Democrats, full of liars. That's all they do. They're professional liars. Joe Biden talking about intimidation and violence. Show me where Tea Party, anybody in J6, it was intimidation and violence. Everybody, every Democrat on the planet that's of any rank knows exactly what happened on January 6th. The Democrats planted people in there, including members of the FBI and other so-called agencies, law enforcement agencies, because our DOJ is not a law enforcement agency right now. It's being run by Gestapo. And they planted these people. They tried to get people to do what didn't happen. And that's the facts. And now what they do is they cherry pick certain videos to show what was, this insurrection that occurred. Meanwhile, you can't get a video of Paul Pelosi and his attack. Where is it? Where's that video? I mean, you got video of everything. You got protection around everything. But when it comes to Paul and whatever little peccadilloes he was doing, no, we can't get any information on that. We come back, we'll show you more how these people are blatant liars.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How many of you know somebody with diabetes and needs insulin? Well, guess what? And when Debbie and I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors. And so what happened was, we said, okay, you know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. That spoke to him. Okay?
We already talked about this the other day. Joe Biden is lying, blatantly lying, about speaking to the guy who discovered insulin. He has not spoken to him, and he's never spoken to anybody even on the guy's team. The guy died 19 months before Joe Biden was even born. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is a guy who said in his State of the Union thing that we lie for power and profit. We lie and for conspiracy and malice, and we tell our lies over and over. That's who this guy is. Welcome back, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
This is the guy that said he needs to confront the lies with the truth. He said, we want to suppress the rights of voters, subvert the election process. He says there are 300 election deniers on the ballots. You know what that means? There are 300 people who seek the truth on the ballots. He called us damaging, corrosive, and destructive. And what he did is he described himself. He described the leftist party, the Democrats, who want to suppress the right of voters, who want to subvert the election process and don't want to do it. They did it. And not only did they do it all the time, and they will continue to do it. They will never, ever let this elections be fair. And anytime somebody brings it up, well, you know, oh, well, there's just a little bit. I mean, it's anecdotal. Look, if there's a little bit of doo-doo in your peanut butter, don't eat it. They act like, well, it's only anecdotal. That should not be your excuse when something like this occurs. It should be, you know what? I don't care how small it is. We are going to make sure that these elections are as fair as possible. And you know how you could do it? You could actually enforce the laws. You could say to people, if you're caught double voting, if you're caught doing this stuff, there are going to be harsh penalties. Unless it's accidental, there will be harsh penalties. If you're complicit as a legislator in subverting an election, there will be harsh penalties. Do any of us disagree with this? Of course we don't. You want to know why? Because we don't cheat. And he called us violent. He says, we're the ones willing to do anything. I got some questions for Joe Biden and the rest of these leftist pukes. Do you remember the threats against the Supreme Court when they said, you know what, abortion is not a national issue, it is a state's right issue? The overturning of Roe v. Wade, which did nothing except say, not our issue, it's for the states. That is not, technically, I think it is an issue. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I think that the Supreme Court should take it up and they should say, look, everybody deserves a chance at life. Look, I know it's painful. I know that if you want to make some exceptions when it's not your choice in the event of a rape or the mother could die herself, I'd understand that. But in many other cases, you just have to say, look, made a mistake, but that it's not just my mistake now. That's why God gave that to women, not to men, because we'd be very different about it. That's why motherhood, to me, I don't dismiss fathers at all. I am one. I had a deadbeat one. But mothers are important. And I'm not going to try to measure. But if I did have to measure, I would say your mother is the most important. I don't think most people would argue with me. I think most conservative men would concede that. BLM violence. Who owns that? Do we? Killing of police officers, ambushing, targeting, Antifa violence. Who owns that? Do we? People who will occupy an entire city, set up war zones in there, people getting killed, complete anarchy. Who owns that? It has nothing to do with us as conservatives. What about the typical everyday violence that occurs in major cities across this country every single day, day in and day out? Not a day goes by since the moment of your life you were born to the moment you die that somebody hasn't been killed in a big city somewhere. I'm not talking about just death, people dying of natural causes, whatever. I'm talking about can be completely put on the backs of some criminal who committed a violent crime against somebody else. Not a day. I don't care how old you are. You could be 140. There's not been one day when leftist violence has not hit the newspapers multiple times in multiple places. That they call us violent. And you know what they do when they can't get us to be violent? They make it up. Holy Mother of Jussie Smollett. They targeted me. He says, we do it for power and profit. I give you Jussie Smollett. I give you Katie Hobbs. Oh, my campaign office was broken into and Carrie Lake did it. It was Carrie Lake. It was the GOP. It was the Republicans. Nobody cares about her office. Does anybody on this listening to the Kevin Jackson Network right now believe that a woman who's 11 points down in a poll in the polling for governor in Arizona that we care about what's, oh, let's figure out what her strategy is. We know her strategy. She's open borders. She's for defunding the police. She's for teaching racism and ignorance to our children, sexualizing them. And I could go on. Taking away your guns, taking away your human rights to with giving herself permission to lock you down and lock you up and a host of other things. That's what she's about. You have to break into her office to know what she's about. Nor do you have to break into her office to figure out how you want to go against her, how you want to fight against her. Biden said, this is no time to stand aside. Silence is complicity. You're right. That's why you have election deniers. ED, call us what we are. We're electile dysfunctions because we are saying we don't believe you. We know you lied. Biden and the Democrats are desperate. They need us to forget inflation. You're not going to. Neither is the least common denominator voter. They're not going to forget. They're not going to forget about gas prices, food prices, fuel prices in general. Winter's coming on in many places already there. And they're going to see their bills. They're going to get a couple of bills before the election. And they're going to say, what the heck is this? Inflation. But now he wants it to be about the democracy. And who does he blame? Ultra MAGA Republicans. And he says the ultra MAGAs are, you're just a small party. You're not the, you're a fringe group of the Republican Party. He wants to act as if he can bring the, you know, oh, well, I want to be a good Republican, so I'll turn against the MAGA Republicans. He wants to make slave Negroes and house Negroes. And if you're just a regular old Republican like, you know, George Conway and the Lincoln Club, Lincoln Project, well, then you're a good Republican. But if you want to be a field Negro Republican, well, then you're one of those ultra MAGA Republicans. You put y'all back in chains. Oh, and you ain't black.
Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans of the House Judiciary Committee released a report on Friday that accuses the FBI and Justice Department of political bias. Ranking committee member Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says the report shows how bad things have gotten.
It's all driven by politics now over there, and that is, I mean, that's, look, we live in the greatest country ever, But America's not America if you have a Justice Department that treats people differently under the law. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. That's not happening.
The report details investigations Republicans plan to consider if they win a majority in the House after the midterm elections. The Houston Astros have a chance to close out the World Series on Saturday. Houston edged the Phillies 3-2 in Game 5 of the Fall Classic last night in Philadelphia. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is new from Gallup. They ask folks the issues they consider the most important, very important. And you see the economy tops it, abortion second, crime, gun policy, immigration. Then you ask folks who say these are the most important issues to them, how they intend to vote. And I think this is interesting, too, because look at this. On all but one of these topics, Republicans have an advantage. And on three of them, the economy, crime, immigration, Republicans have massive advantages over Democrats. So when you look at this issue set, you look at how these voters are breaking along these issues, you see what looks like a significant Republican advantage. But again, you go back to that generic ballot, and this is not right now looking like a runaway in the polls for Republicans.
Crime has been the sleeper issue when I go out and talk to voters in some of these states. You know, it's not scientific, but it's just one of those things that keeps coming up that I feel like maybe we miss in some of our conversations otherwise.
I played that clip the other day because I wanted to remind the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, this is what this is all about. Joe Biden says the midterms is a defining moment for democracy amid threats of political violence. It's a defining moment. He said it wasn't a referendum. That was funny to me. It wasn't a referendum. And I chuckled at that because that's exactly what it is. Referendum, the vote of an electorate for approval or rejection. Joe Biden said, this election is not a referendum. It's a choice. It's a choice between two vastly different visions for America. That's a typical canned speech. Says nothing. Says Republicans are coming after the right to vote. The democracy is on the ballot. Says, Republicans are, we're different than the Democrats on Social Security, Medicare, abortion, and student loans. He was talking at a college, Florida Memorial University. I mean, how deep in the well do you have to dig to go to, I mean, no offense against Florida Memorial, but really? Why not Florida State? Why not the University of Florida? Maybe it's because nobody wants to actually have him come. He says on student loans, he says they moaned and groaned about it and they challenged it in court, which they're going to lose. And here's what he actually said, his own words. Who in the hell do they think they are? Yeah, the citizens of this country dare moan and groan because Joe Biden says you created a debt and now I'm going to make them pay for it. How dare they moan and groan? How dare they take me to court to preserve their income when I say what their money needs to go to? Feeding the beast of higher education. That's another topic for another day. Again, welcome back, folks. That polling's not good. That polling tells you everything you need to know. That polling, what you're seeing right now with Joe Biden and the Democrats is a level of desperation. I keep saying, I've said this now three or four times, a level of desperation, a level of desperation. In 2020, with all their polling, the level of desperation was palpable. And let me tell you what the problem was. That's why they had to cheat. They were so desperate. I said it on multiple shows. I said there's no way they can win, and they didn't. The only way they could win is to cheat, and they did it successfully. And now they lie to the public. Defining moment, our democracy. We aren't in a democracy. We're in a constitutional republic, number one. Stop calling it a democracy. And then I love it when they tell you what they're going to do. The threat of political violence. He's telling you what we're going to do. I'll shut you down. I will lock you up. I will make you wear a mask. I will make you get a vaccine. I will take your money whenever I want. Democrats, don't you ever think they're redeemable. They got to do it on their own. Barack Obama campaigned in Arizona. He blasted Kari Lake and Blake Masters. Yeah. They think he's going to be the guy to do it. They want us to believe that he can actually, Barack Obama can flip the script on us. Because didn't he do that in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, when he went to campaign with Biden and they had all of 20 people show up? Blame game, folks. That's what the Democrats are doing. And it's a very simple blame game. Very easy to understand why. They got nothing. I have never seen a political party that had a completely empty tool chest. They got no tools in the tool chest. The media can't help them. The late night comics, they're losing their jobs because they can't even command an audience anymore. They don't even have the court jester. They don't have Trump to kick around. They still want to try. Look, everything they tell you Trump's doing, he's subverting the election process. Yeah, right? Okay, I asked this the other day. What's going on in Mar-a-Lago? What's going on with all this stuff you want from Trump? What happens every time these suckers go after Donald Trump? Oh, he's colluding with the Russians. Oh, geez, what's his laptop? Oh, my gosh, it's Hunter Biden's. Oh, he left it at a repair shop. Oh, what's on it? Oh, him colluding with the Russians. Oh, him colluding with the Ukrainians. Oh, him in bed with the Chinese. Oh, who's the big guy? Huh, who's getting his percentage? Every time they do this, they get snake bit. And yet they keep coming. Apparently they like getting snake bit. And the only part that's missing in all this scenario, you want to know the only part that's missing? We don't have a Justice Department that will do anything about it. They still have that little piece. So what did people say post Joe Biden's speech? Do you think it was good news? Do you think the Democrats felt vindicated and relieved? Oh, my gosh. No, he was so eloquent. He was amazing. We love how he brought the country together. It was such a unifying message. Yeah, he's trying to separate the Republicans. It's between the ultra-MAGA Republicans and the regular Republicans. And he lied about it. I have never seen the Republican Party more united. That's the truth. I know, there's the McCainites in the Arizona. That's nonsense. There are Republicans, mostly MAGA Republicans, ultra MAGA, call us whatever you want. And they don't see Trump as a savior. We see Trump as a failed, flawed individual who did a lot of good for this country and who did unite not only Republicans, but brought millions of Democrats to a level of sanity to say, you know what, I got to rethink things. Who? Why wouldn't you want to do that? You guys want to talk? Let me just give you some idea. Government waste. You want to hear about government waste? According to the Fox Business, the Agriculture Committee earmarked $3 billion to plant trees, but not just anywhere. Instead, the program promises a priority for projects that increase tree equity. The term tree equity. Do you even know what it is? They don't define it in the bill. It's not defined. The definition from conservative group American Forest, which says that the concept identifies the cities that can gain the most significant health, economic, and climate benefits by increasing tree canopy in places of high need. They call this tree equity. They're going to spend $3 billion to plant trees. Maybe we do need trees planted in urban areas. Or maybe urban people need to just go out to the woods and see them right there for themselves without spending $3 billion. Just playing devil's advocate here a little bit. So, as I said, the reaction hasn't been what the Democrats wanted. Faiz Shakir, Bernie Sanders' 2020 campaign manager, before Biden's speech, said this: "We're in the last phase where I think you ought to be talking to a persuasion audience. And I hope there are some people at the White House watching. Because when you think about this address he's about to give tonight, I hope they're rewriting it and focusing on cost of living." He says, "If you're going to vote on democracy and abortion, I posit to you that a lot of people have made their decision." Exactly. Former Barack Obama chief strategist David Axelrod on Twitter questioning why Biden was putting himself and his low approval ratings front and center. And here's what he said: "Issues of democracy are hugely important at the moment in next week's election. Totally appropriate for POTUS to address them. Still, as a matter of practical politics, I doubt many D's, Democrats, in marginal races are eager for him to be on TV tonight." I love that one. Here was the New York Times on Biden's speech: "Mr. Biden," they didn't call him president, "seemed almost to be arguing with those voters who were not, in his view, prioritizing election legitimacy highly enough. Medicare, Social Security, and other issues were important," he said, "but there's something else at stake, democracy itself." He says, "We can't pretend it's just going to solve itself." These people have an NBC poll that said threats to democracy as a midterm issue disproportionately fires up rank-and-file Democrats, not independents or persuadable voters. They're doing their own internal polling, fooling themselves. Maybe they got tricks up their sleeves, because I can say this, I say it 1,000 times. Democrats can't win legitimate elections.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are doing a post-mortem on Biden's speech, and I say post-mortem because it was a dead one. Oh, boy. They were giving it life support while it was happening. Clear. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to... I think I gave you guys a warning that first of the year, the show is going to be a pay show. If you're part of the Backstage Club, you'll get the show for free. If not, well, you may not get it. And we're doing that because, you know, just quite frankly, it's my work. And I've been giving it away for 13 years, donors, depending on people to do things, and we've had some really amazing people step up. And I don't want to even leave out the guys that have given us $10, $5, whatever. I always talk about Albert, who has given me the most money I think I've ever received from a private citizen. And Bob and Carol and others, Dale and Lori, many others that are out there that are supporting us. And, you know, we appreciate it. But I think that we've got a really good product here, and we've just got to take it to another level, because we rely on AdSense and we get so stopped in social media that we can't grow the show in the traditional way. Now, Elon Musk may let me grow it more on Twitter, but we don't even have a big presence on Twitter, because we went from having tens of thousands of people on Twitter, hundreds of thousands on Facebook, to nothing. Just overnight, social media gone. So I wish we could do more. I wish we could continue to offer, back when we had that available and we could make a little bit more money on AdSense, we were still underpaid. But, you know, we could rationalize it. I can't rationalize that anymore. I have people that, you know, families, and they got to pay bills. And I will tell you right now, I don't take a dime from it. Whatever comes in goes right out. My staff will tell you this. I've done multiple speaking engagements. I've emceed an event or whatever. I leave every dime of it in my organization to pay other people. I get paid elsewhere. So, you know, we're transitioning over. I'm just warning you. If you got to find another person to listen to, go check out Bongino or Charlie Kirk, or maybe you listen to those guys already. Maybe you love them, and good for them. If those guys are making so much money, they can give their stuff away for free. But you get what you pay for. So it isn't a penalty. I truly appreciate everything everybody's done. But at the beginning of the year, we're transitioning over. It's striking that this guy writes that Biden, known for his empathy, is closing on democracy rather than feeling Americans' economic pains with rising prices. Here's what Shakir said. Biden and the Democratic Party need to tell voters in the middle that not only do I feel and see your pain, every morning I wake up thinking about this, every night I go to sleep on it. It's very difficult for those liars to do that, because Joe Biden doesn't care. Now, what Shakir is saying, lie. Tell them what they want to hear. He's got a problem. Joe Biden created it, and Joe Biden doesn't know how to solve it. That's the scariest thought you could possibly tell the American people, is Joe Biden has your issue on his brain. He wants to help you. No, please stop. Please, no. You don't want Joe Biden thinking about what's going on in your life. Please don't. They said this. This is another article. This cracks me up, I swear. You would think I'm writing these articles just to do a show. Folks, I'm not. This is legit. Democratic candidates don't want to be seen with Joe Biden. Only days ahead of the midterms, CNN's Don Lemon said on Wednesday as he reacted to the latest disappointing poll for Biden. This is not Kevin Jackson. This is Don Lemon on his new show, The Morning Show, that they're cutting all these commercials for because nobody's going to watch it either. And he's finally having to tell the truth. Days ahead of the midterms, nobody wants Biden. A poll from CNN, SSRS, found Biden scoring only a 41% approval rating. The poll carries, get this, a 3.4% margin of error and was conducted among nearly 1,300 registered voters. Okay, so let's use that 3.4%. Subtract it from 41. And what do you get? 37.6% of the people may approve of Joe Biden. Now, if you throw it ahead and you could say 43.4% approve of him. I'm sorry, 44.4%. But I don't think so. I think it's the other direction. CNN's Caitlin Collins noted the low approval rating is, quote, a big factor in where Biden has been these last few days. She suggested the polling could also be why Barack Obama has been attending rallies in support of his party in the final stretch of the midterm campaigns. He is not going to places that you're seeing former President Obama go to. It's because of that approval rating, Collins said in reaction to Biden's poll. So Here he comes to save the day, Black Mighty Mouse. Barack Obama is going to do it for him, right? You know what they won't show you when Barack Obama's speaking? I already said it. They won't show you the audience. If Barack Obama was the man he was in 2008, do you think they wouldn't have a camera behind him to show you how big the crowd is when Barack Obama's up there spewing out his lies? I haven't seen a single camera angle showing the audience. And I know the answer as to why. I said a lot of people are not, you know, they don't want to be seen with the president, quite frankly. They don't even want to answer the question about whether they should be running with him or having him on the campaign trail or whether he should be running in 2024, Lemon added. CNN political director David Chalian, I don't know, C-H-A-L-I-A-N, also noted Biden is, quote, not in good territory, as past presidents like Donald Trump in 2018 with similar polling ahead of the midterms that ended up losing seats. Let me tell you, Donald Trump didn't lose seats in the midterms. I'm going to tell you right now, that was the first massive cheat of the Democrats. There were seats that Donald, think about what Donald Trump accomplished in 2 years and ask yourself why you would switch. Now, with Barack Obama and the shellacking he took in 2010, you got it. The guy was a total failure. Trump was a rock star. Many Republicans who didn't like Trump at the time were like, oh, shoot, man, I got to hand it to you. Woo! My older brother was one of them. People did mea culpas out the wazoo. This guy was doing everything right. It wasn't until the COVID year that things went south on Trump. So that's just nonsense. But look at Biden, look at his poll numbers, and the only thing that could possibly save the Democrats, and you already know the answer, is cheating. They said some Democrats like Chuck Schumer have publicly said they would support Biden running for re-election in 2024. Chuck Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader. He's got to say that. There are ramifications of him not falling on the sword. But they continue. There are growing concerns around Biden's 2024 prospects. Well, let me end those concerns for you and anybody else listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Joe Biden, 100%, will not be the Democrats' 2024 presidential candidate. And neither will Sister Girl, his current serving VP. She may actually take over the presidency right before, just so Biden can let her make history, and that'll solidify his place in history a little bit more. Not that he's going to need it, because being the worst president ever has already done it. But he might. But he will not be their candidate, and neither will Sister Girl. They say Biden admitted recently that his age, he's turning 80 this year, is a legitimate issue for the race. Former Republican George Will is one of the latest to implore the Democratic Party to not nominate Biden, warning in an op-ed that such a scenario could hand a victory to Donald Trump. Let me tell you this. It doesn't matter who they pick. Who are you going to pick? Gavin Newsom? Bring him. And we always, Michelle Obama, she'll run. Bring her. She doesn't want her dirt out there, neither does Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's structuring to get his, you know, he's maneuvering, but I don't think it'll be him. Who do they have? Who do you think could legitimately beat Donald Trump? Because that's what they have to say is, who do we have that we can pull in the big cheat in order to make people believe that this person beat Trump? They tried it with Biden, and we're not buying it, and that's why we're called election deniers.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.